The Dryad, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Thorkipedo in collaboration with Saga. Skognifem by Christian, Oslo 1. It is June and the schools are just about to close for the summer. Equipped with a blanket, food, and something to read, I rode my bike into the forest. I didn't have to go very far until I found a lake where I could settle down. The forest road is just nearby. I find myself a little hill close to the water, where it's high enough for me to get sunlight all day long. I quickly pull off my clothes and jump into the water to cool down after the bike ride. Naked, of course. I've never really understood why we need to wear clothes to swim or sunbathe. I'm not worried about anyone seeing me. Actually, I like it. Now and again I hear someone passing by on the road, but no one comes down to my little paradise. I'm lying on my stomach, reading the newspaper, when a girl in her 20s walks down the path to the lake. She stops suddenly when she sees me. She's probably not sure if she should disturb my peace or not, or she could be shy. From the corner of my eye, I can see her standing there looking at me. I pretend I haven't noticed her. Suddenly, she disappears from the path and into the bushes. Did she leave? I get up, stretch out my body, and walk the 6-7 meters down to the water. It feels amazing. I take a few powerful swimming strokes out, and then notice her again on my way to the shore. She's hidden behind some bushes. I wouldn't have seen her if it wasn't for her long blonde hair. Perhaps she's found a hiding place to spy on me. The thought made me horny, really horny. I slowly patted myself dry with the towel when I got back to my blanket. I decided to give her something to look at. My dick was already halfway hard, so I am going to make sure she gets to see what she's probably hoping to see. When I'm finished drying myself off, my dick is already stiff as a board. As I lie down on the blanket again and roll over to my side, my hard cock is pointing straight at the spy. I pretend to keep reading the newspaper while I absent-mindedly play with my dick. Now that I know where she is, I can see that she's eagerly paying attention. After a while, I get so horny that I can't hold back any longer. I turn around on my back and keep wanking off in slow, rhythmic movements. But just thinking about the spy makes me so horny that I speed up without noticing. I come just after a few more strokes, and the white squirt lands on my chin. I take a couple of minutes to catch my breath again after the powerful orgasm. I don't think wanking off has felt this good before. I walk down to the water to clean up. After a couple of swimming strokes on my back, I head for land again. She's not in her hiding place. Well, wouldn't you know it? She's strolling along the path towards my place. Hi. She smiles as I wade ashore.